For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. As the holidays approach, the political season is winding down, but there are still some resolutions on the horizon before New Year's. Let's check in now with political analyst Otis Sanford on some of these stories that we've been watching. Otis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
First, let's go down to Mississippi, where this week Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith beat Democrat Mike Espy for the U.S. Senate. So much national media attention was focused on Hyde-Smith's racially insensitive comments at the end. One of the more cynical discussions people are having is if her unapologetic stance actually got her more votes, that racism helped her win the election. Your thoughts?
I think in a way it did. Just by the nature of what she said and the nature of it getting so much media attention. Let's be honest, there are still a lot of residents of Mississippi who unfortunately kind of wallow in racism. That's just a fact. They saw this as the national media making too much out of statements that they don't consider to be racist statements.
And that was sort of the Republican position, that the national media was really blowing this out of proportion. And that was certainly true after she made that public hanging joke. Mm-hmm. There was a lot more attention on the race. Mm-hmm. So do Democrats do themselves any favors in Mississippi by bringing this stuff up or making it the focus of a campaign?
Well, I don't see how you can avoid bringing it up, because we have to address these issues. And there are enough people in Mississippi who understand the atrocities that occurred there. There are still relatives of people who were lynched and hanged in Mississippi. They hadn't been that long ago. And so they were very hurt by this by these comments. And so for the Democrats to not address it, whether they win or lose an election, is a side issue there.
Turning now to the Memphis City Council, there are currently three empty seats. Now, last week we saw a massive debate that went until midnight just to fill the first one that came open, and they couldn't fill it. What was going on there?
Well, I mean, you've got a lot of factions on the city council, and they probably cut their own backroom deals. Problem was, they weren't all in the same back room. And unfortunately, it came down to racial lines here. You had white city council members, for the most part, who were supporting a guy named Treadaway, who had only lived in that district since July. And you had black city council members who were supporting a woman who had been active in the community, and they just were not willing to give in on either side. And so what you had was more than 100 rounds of voting that got us nowhere.
Council Chairman Berlin Boyd is sort of in the middle of all this,
right?
Occasionally abstaining on the vote, occasionally voting. What's his deal?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I don't think he's leveling with us at all about what his intentions were. He needs to take some leadership responsibility here and fulfill his role as a councilman and vote. It turned out just to be an awful mess. And I still blame, Chris, I still blame the three city council members who did not resign in time for the voters to handle this, and not a bunch of city council members cutting their own deals in the back room to get things done.
And two of those city council members, Janice Fullilove and Edmund Ford Jr., finally stepped away from the city council this week, which means they have left two openings to fill right now. Here in the new scrum of applicants, we see Edmund Ford Sr. Now, he's a former city councilman, but he's the father of Edmund Ford Jr. He wants his son's job, looking to be appointed to that seat. What is your take on this?
I think it would be an atrocity if that happens. He's already served on the city council. He ran into some legal problems back when he was on the city council.
For which he was acquitted.
For which he was acquitted, right. Let's establish that. But there were still some political problems there that, acquitted or not, they were real problems. I think he served his time and he should move on.
Well, a member of the Ford family has apparently held that seat, whether it's been various cousins and relatives, mm-hmm. since about 1971.
Oh, no question. Oh, yeah, all of the Harold Ford brothers, they were all in that seat. The Fords have considered that to be their seat. This is the public seat, and the public should have decided this.
Finally, one of Memphis's brand new state senators is already looking at a big leadership role. Ramesh Akhbari, mm-hmm. is running unopposed for the Democratic caucus chairmanship. Now, last week also, Karen Camper was elected to the House Democratic Caucus leadership. What does this mean that two Democrats from Memphis are in these big leadership positions in Nashville?
I think this is significant here, Chris, especially where Karen Camper is concerned, the first African-American to hold that position, replacing Craig Fitzhugh. And Ramesh Agbery, who's been there 5 years, has really become an up-and-coming political leader. They believe in compromise more than being strident on issues. They have a good track record right now of being able to work with members of the other party. So I think it bodes well, even though they are in the minority, that they will be able to accomplish things that benefit Memphis and Shelby County.
Otis Sanford will be back next week to talk more about Tennessee politics. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.